Okay, folks, welcome back to the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program. And we're on with Dean in Texas. And, Dean, I wanted to tell you that what we have learned at our two police and military associations here is that the International Crime Syndicate that control the federal government, the Bush crime family and his overlords, because he's not the boss, the Bush family's like a lieutenant in the mafia. And but what they're doing is they're taking these terrorists, they're taking the communist revolutionaries from South and Central America and Mexico, and they're busing them all over the United States and dropping them off in Idaho, Utah, and different places. And that's why you see these marches all over the country today of these communist revolutionaries leading the illegal aliens, that some of them are fruit pickers. A lot of them do work the land here and so forth, came over here for jobs. But it doesn't mean that if you go to certain places in Utah that you're going to find the good conditions. I do know in the farming areas of Idaho, we have a great illegal alien problem because the internationalists are bussing them in and over the borders. Now that they have NAFTA, they're bringing in these 18-wheelers filled with illegal aliens. And our Border Patrol brothers and sisters tell us that they just are told to wave them through, these big 18-wheelers coming in with dope and terrorists and revolutionaries and illegal aliens are just waved on through, and the Border Patrol agents aren't even allowed to stop these trucks. So I hope that Utah is still not too flooded with the illegals, but that's coming because the international crime families that control our government are promoting it and doing it, Dean. So go up there and check it out.
I'd say one thing, too, that the reason I check Utah is because my wife's a Mormon. I'm going to enjoy the church. I'm not a Mormon myself. And there's an FBI agent that goes there that's a Mormon. And he informed the people in the Mormon church that the Black Panthers have, as their agenda, keep a list of the local Mormon churches. So that because Mormons keep a food supply, which we ourselves have for emergency, a gigantic
peanut butter factories,
all you can believe it. They're incredible. And the Black Panthers' intention is to take to murder the Mormon families in their homes and take their goods. And they actually have
we've heard this
as
law enforcement.
Church, and the FBI is not making it public.
Yeah, Dean, as law enforcement people ourselves, we know that this has been talked about for 20 years by the communists here, that they are keeping count of where the Mormon homes are and do intend to do that. And so that's another reason why those that love God and love freedom that are preparing their families, keep your mouth shut about preparing your families with food and weapons and everything for the days when the revolution is going to start. The Mormons are marked, Dean, by these communist groups. That's true.
Yes, sir. Amen to that. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, Dean. Well, listen, thanks for calling in, brother. Okay,
yes,
we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Jeff in Vermont. Jeff, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
How you doing, Jack, today?
Doing well. Doing well.
Can we get a timeout card for Mr. Bush?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
That would be good.
That would be very nice. Years. Yeah.
Sorry, sir?
Like for about 10 years, a timeout card for about 10 years. I'd like to see to it that he gets a timeout for 10 years in one of our maximum security prisons for all he's doing.
Yeah. I just get a 3-cent bullet, but
yeah. Ooh, Jeff, you just said a nasty man. You know, the government's going to descend on you now. They'll be looking through you all through Vermont now, trying to find you because you made that statement about a bullet for Bush. You can't talk like that, man, you know?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hang on,
Jeff. We'll be right back with you, okay?
All right.
Hang on there. All right, folks, you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network and this little retired cop, Jack McLam, and we'll be right back after these important messages.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic amp, antenna, line out, and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Jack McLamb back, folks, and before we bring Jeff back up there in Vermont, let me just say this, that our two police and military associations here know personally from calls from many, many people who have made jokes about bullets for Bush or bombs and things like that. You don't want to do that, folks, because not even jokingly, because my goodness gracious, this is the emperor right now who is very well protected, and of course our police and military association is here stating that we should continue to have a nonviolent redress of our grievances until it's no longer possible. All right, and we're not at that point right now, Jeff, and so anyway, just to protect you and others, don't even joke about things like that, because there's a team of guys in black ninja outfits that'll drop out of helicopters on you and real quick if you even joke about things like that, and you'll be prosecuted and put in prison for even joking about things like that. So, Jeff, come on back in here and continue on with what you were saying.
I apologize for that comment. I was just joking.
I know cops and soldiers that have said the same thing in private, so I can't fault you for it, brother. But it is in public, man, it'll get you in trouble real quick.
Go right ahead, brother.
Like,
again, I apologize. I do a lot of research and stuff, and I was looking on one of our friendly Zionist sites as the World Organization for Zionism, and they're putting this guy, his name's Jose Miller Friedman, and he's been living in Cuba since the 60s, and he's obviously friends with Fidel Castro, and he's been in the communist movement for a long time, and they're making out this guy to be some hero, you know. And I just would like the listeners to know that why would the Zionists make a communist into one of their heroes? You know, it just doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't they put somebody who's fighting for our freedoms and, you know?
Well, there's a lot of communists. There's a lot of communists, Marxists, Stalinists, Trotskyites in the Zionist movement, especially. We have good brothers and sisters, Jewish brothers and sisters in the military and law enforcement that tell us and have told us for years that the communists started the return to Israel in 1948. The leaders were communists, and we have a book put out by Jack Bernstein that says it's still run by the communists over there. So this isn't surprising to us, Jeff.
You're absolutely right. I have friends. Yeah. I have lots of friends that are Jewish too, and they're not for, you know, they're for Israel. You know, they should have a homeland, but they don't believe that there was a God out there they would put anybody in the situation that they're in right now.
Right.
You know?
True. Our friends, too, are the same way. Good Jewish brothers and sisters that are in the military and law enforcement that do not like what's going on in Israel over there because they respect people and people of all races and all religions.
Exactly.
Yes. Jeff, we're going to have to go. We've got other callers on the line, but I thank you for sharing those thoughts with us, Jeff, okay, and hope you'll call back again.
I will.
All right, thank
you. Sorry about that comment again. Thanks.
Oh, no problem. Okay, just be careful. Okay, let's go to Jeff in New Mexico. Jeff, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yeah, Jack, I checked out a book at the New Mexico State University Library.
Yes.
It's entitled Gods of the Blood, The Pagan Revival and White Separatism by Matthias Gardell.
Huh.
He's from Stockholm, but it's from Duke University Press.
I see. I never heard of it.
But he, it's a good book. He mentions you three times in this book, and I'd like to know what he said about you.
Oh, yes. I'm on the hit parade of the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center.
Uh-huh.
Morris Sleaze's group and the ADL hates me and puts out all kind of trash about me because I'm just, for 25 years, Jeff, we've been trying to get police and soldiers to or disobey in unlawful and immoral orders and say no to unconstitutional acts. And, of course, the ADL and the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center and all these Zionist organizations that are run by mostly communists, they hate us, our police and military association here, for trying to get police and soldiers to say no to unlawful and immoral acts and commands. And so that's kind of surprising because you'd think these top Jewish groups would definitely be 100% for us, and us trying to get soldiers to say no to immoral and unlawful acts. But, of course, we found out that's not the case.
Well, first of all, on the deal with Randy Weaver, it says populist patriot James Bo Greitz, which I've called into his show when he used to have that show.
Yes.
Populist patriot James Bo Greitz came together with Pastor Dave Barley of the Identity Christian America's Promise Ministries of Sandpoint, Idaho, former Arizona State Senator Jerry Gillespie, and retired police officer and conspiracy peddler Jack McLam. So yeah. This guy called you a conspiracy peddler.
I see. Well, that's one of the nicest things they say about me. That's not too bad.
And then he says here, and a member of the occult elitist Skull and Bone Society was bold enough to reveal his plans for a new world order. They're talking about George Bush Sr.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Then surely the long-planned and covertly implemented plot to terminate the American way of life is well on its way to fruition. Mick Lamb, 1996. For some reason, conspiracy believers tend to think that exposure somehow will thwart the efforts of the omnipotent cabal. Like vampires, conspiracy theorist Jack McLam states, the New World Order globalists are secretly draining the vitality of our nation. Fortunately, like vampires, they can't stand the light of the day.
Yes, that's in our Operation Vampire Killer 2000 that we've had out for about 15 years now. Our manual for police and soldiers for stopping world government rule. Yeah, he's been reading our material.
And then they're talking about the three-day event. I guess it was, I don't know, in Denver, November 1996, during the three-day event housed at the Giant Coliseum, thousands of visitors listened to conspiracy theorists by the likes of John Trockman, Terry Cook, Bo Greitz, and Jack McLam on subjects ranging from space aliens to control of the government to computer chips soon to be implanted in every newborn American. This is a good book. It talks about the Church of the Creator. Have you ever heard of the Church of the Creator?
Oh, yes. Yes, down in Mississippi, was it, or someplace down there, Alabama?
Yeah. Anyway, the name of the book is Gods of the Blood, the Pagan Revival and White Separatism. And I was trying to talk to the call screener, Kelly.
Uh-huh, yes.
About there's a guy in Austin, Texas, Edred Thorson. I guess he used to have the name of Stephen Flowers. He's in the Rune Guild and Order of Trapezoid Temple of Set, Austin, Texas.
Boy, it sounds like a nice pagan organization. My goodness. Well, listen, Jeff, I'm going to go on to other callers. Appreciate you calling in and giving me that information. Yes, I've always told these Antichrist organizations that to tell me, write to me, call me, email me, and let me know how I can get on the very top of their hate list, because they're true haters, and I want to be on the very top, and none of them will communicate with me, but they write about me all the time. Thanks, Jeff, and we're going to go to Charles in L.A. is not, that's Louisiana, I'm sure it must be Louisiana. Charles, welcome to the program.
God bless you, Mr. Jack.
Well, thank you, Charles.
I've been praying for you since the first time I heard you.
Another night, the Lord has been blessing me, brother, and I don't deserve it.
Oh, you
as
deserve
much
it,
as he blesses me, that's
well,
for sure.
I've been praying about your little grandchild, too. It tore me up what they did to that little girl. And it,
yeah.
I mean, that night I was really, my blood pressure jumped up to 110 over 180 after you heard that broadcast.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that our military protects people like that.
And they're still doing it, Charles.
And
my
I promise you, Mr.
Jack.
We haven't
had any luck. We haven't had any luck at all.
You're going to win this. You're going to win this.
Yeah.
Well, two things I want to ask you, Mr. Jack. I'm sort of a bond. I'm a felon. I have no rights to own a gun.
Okay.
But can my wife own a gun? She's never been in trouble.
Well, they can. Your wife can own a gun, as I understand the law, but you can't be in the same house with that gun.
I can't.
So that makes it really tough. Or in the car, if she's carrying the gun in her purse or something, you can't be around it. So really, that is restricting her rights unlawfully to be able to have a weapon.
Can I keep it in a different room, a sewing room or something like that? I don't
know. I would ask the authorities, but I'm pretty sure that you can't be in the same house with that gun, brother.
Yes, sir.
I think that's the way it is, but I'm no legal authority. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah, well, give a call.
Mr. Jack,
we're
going to have to stand up to this New World Order forcefully. Last night, they're calling for Rumsfeld.
Okay, Charles, hang on just a minute. We'll be right back with you, Charles, after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the program. Let's go back to Jeff. And Jeff, go right ahead and finish up there, brother.
Charles.
Oh, I'm sorry, Charles. Yes.
Well, the worst thing we face, Mr. Jack, is these chemtrails. They can spray us with anything at any time.
True.
This is true. And that's why I don't think we could win because of that. But we're going to have to. The only way you can change a government is with bullets. They will not listen to us. I mean, they're doing everything in the world. This thing's going so fast, Mr. Jack. And people don't want to get involved. They want to listen, but they don't want to get involved. I've been fighting this thing for 8 years now and passing out tapes and crying and praying to God. I don't know what else to do. I'm so discouraged, Mr. Jack.
Well, let me tell you what to do, Charles. Let me tell you what to do. As you can only imagine, working with police officers and soldiers that are warriors, warrior types, there's a lot of talk about going to guns and trying to take back our country, but we're wise enough to know that while we still have the First Amendment, the bad guys are losing. Because, see, we're on the air right now, Charles, and we're reaching a lot of people. You're here with us, and you're out doing what you should be doing, trying to awaken people. And as long as we still have the First Amendment, we have the ability and are awakening just thousands and thousands of people every day to the fact that we are been taken over by Luciferians, and the most evil people on the face of the earth are in leadership in our state houses and in the federal government, and sometimes in the local political arena. And so we're doing exactly what God expects us to do, Charles, and that's nonviolently work to redress our grievances and awaken thousands and thousands of more people that will join us in nonviolently redressing our grievances. And at the same time, Charles, preparing for war.
Yes.
Because we may lose this nonviolent redress of our grievances. And they're going to try to come get us and put us in these detention camps, and I'm going to go to the wall, and they're going to put me to death, and probably you and others.
Me too.
Many of
us
out there.
I won't go to a camp.
And so we're not going to go to those camps.
No, sir.
And so I think you're right in preparing, Charles, but continue to do. God will bless you by continuing at this time, while we still have the First Amendment and the ability to get out and have meetings or hand out literature and tapes and tell people to listen to Republic Broadcasting Network, get informed. God will bless you, brother, for doing that at this time. You will know, Charles, as we all will, when it's time to go and to violently resist, which the Lord has commanded us to be able to do in the Holy Scriptures. A very important book that I talk about quite often is The Christian and Civil Government, Charles, written by Pastor John Weaver, where he lists in there the three ways Christians have a way to resist by right out of the Holy Scriptures. And the third way, the last one, is violent self-defense. So, Charles, thanks for calling in.
Mr.
We have
Jack,
to go to Bill in Alabama. Yes, Charles.
How are you doing today?
Okay, is this Bill?
This is Bill from Alabama.
Oh, good, good, Bill. Welcome to the program, brother.
Well,
go right ahead.
Glad to be back. Listen, Jack, I got a message from up in Michigan. Someone called me.
Uh-huh.
Told me that they had heard on RBN radio that you were trying to have me call back in.
Yeah.
Concerning a picture that I had of
right
of Bush and Gannon.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We have some real interest here. We have researchers that have contacted me saying that we need to research this and would
okay.
love to have a copy of that picture, Bill.
I've got it ready to go. If I had an email or a number
okay.
from them.
All right, let me give you the email here. Send it right to me, Jack,
okay.
at CyberQuest, and that's C-Y-B-R, not an E in there, it's C-Y-B-R,
mm-hmm.
Q-U-E-S-T.
Got it.
.com.
Got it.
Right, and
okay,
send that right over
it,
to Jack at CyberQuest.com, and I will pass it on to our researchers here. And Bill, anything else you know, put it in the email, too, that will help us putting together this picture of our good Christian president, some of his proclivities.
Wait till you see it. You won't believe it.
Thank
okay.
you, Bill. God
appreciate
bless
it,
you,
Jack.
Brother.
Thank you much.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Yes, folks, we can't do it all, and the wonderful Republic Broadcasting Network is doing so much, and I hope you're supporting them, folks, because that's how we're reaching you today. But they can't do it all, and we can't do it all, the host. But praise God, all of you out there are doing what God would have you to do, just like Bill and others, and researching and gathering information and handing it out, getting a hold of us so we could put it on the air. And we just appreciate you so much for doing that. Let's go to Linda now in Wisconsin. Linda in Wisconsin, welcome to the program.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
I know you from when I lived in Utah, and we were in 1992 and the presidential elections and all that was going on.
Yeah.
So I have an idea, and I hope you'll bear with me and let me
okay.
get this out.
All right.
And see if there's anyone out there that agrees with me. And maybe this is something that RBN would like to be a part of, where they could put this packet together. And maybe someone else that's listening can think of something else to put in this packet. And what I'm going to do with mine is I'm going to start over here on the corner where there's a high school and hand these out to the high school students. Now, here's what it is. The first item in the packet is the Citizens Rule Book.
Fantastic.
You can order yeah. that from the people in Arizona. Can I give out that phone number?
Well... You would help us a whole lot if you give out ours, because what we have that Citizens Rule Book,
okay.
and we also have our police and military publication. So if you did, wouldn't mind, Linda, would you give out our phone number, or I'll give out our phone number,
okay.
and they can order it right from us, our police association.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped at our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And as a volunteer here for 25 years, and all of our people are volunteers here at our two police and military associations, I don't often do what I should do, and that's stump for funds and getting our publications out to our police and soldiers, our constitutional publication. But this time, Linda, do you mind if we give out our number for people to order that Little Citizen's Rule Book from us?
Oh, absolutely not. Go ahead.
Oh, that would really help us, because then we could show them our constitutional police and military publications that we need them to help us get, Linda, in the hands of our police and soldiers out there, so we can get them re-educated about who they took their oath to and get them back under the people instead of the state. So our number, Linda, to order that little Citizen's Rule Book, which is a fantastic thing to be handing out to people, is a 208 area code, 935-7852. 208-935-7852. 935-7852. Appreciate that, Linda.
Okay.
And that'll help us here at our two police and military associations, because we have that same very little, that same book, because we ordered from the same good friends of ours there in Phoenix ourselves, and that helps us out. Go ahead,
yes,
Linda.
Yes, and I have given out your Vampire Killer 2000 you know, copies of it to other people and to the police force here in Wisconsin.
Praise
All
the
right,
Lord,
the,
Chester,
the next
you.
Item that would go in this packet is the Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21.
Oh, very good.
And I'll give the website for that. It's
okay, I'm going to copy that down. Hold on, let me get my pencil because I want to go to that website myself.
All right.
Okay, what is the website?
www.freedom21.
Freedom.
And that's the number, 21.
21, okay.
And then Santa Cruz, one word.
S-A-N-T-A-C-R-U-Z. C-R-U-Z.
.net.
.net, okay.
Now, what's so important about that is that they put it in a nutshell to show you what's being done on the local level and in the schools, the city councils and so on, to bring in socialism, social planning and so on in these neighborhoods. That's why this pamphlet is so important.
Fantastic. That's wonderful because
now,
the kids at the schools are getting hammered by how wonderful Mother Gaia is, the Earth Goddess, and all this environmental fraud program. And so you're doing a good work there.
Now, here's the last item.
Okay.
The name of this organization is called National Center for Constitutional Studies, and there's an 800 number and a website.
Okay, I'm writing all this down. National Center for Constitutional Studies.
The 800 number is 388, and of course I just said 800.
Okay.
388-4512.
4512.
And the website is www. And then there's an X, which would stand for the letter X or the Roman numeral 10.
Okay.
And then the word mission, M-I-S-S-I-O-N.
I-O-N.
.com.
.com.
/.
Uh-huh.
And then that little wiggly thing.
Yeah, a little.
Okay.
I forget
above
what they
it.
Call that. Yeah. Tilde.
Kelly knows
Tilde.
What it is.
Tilde.
And then next to that is NCCS, which stands for Center for Constitutional Studies. Now, why this is so important is here's what the title says.
Uh-huh.
101 constitutional questions to ask candidates.
Oh,
how many
very
times
good.
Have we been to a city council?
Yeah.
Or we're out there and we've got a congressman, a senator, someone's running for the Congress or whatever the office is.
Yeah.
And they're throwing all these things at us. We're going to give you this. We're going to give you that. And we don't even know what questions to ask them.
Right.
This is it right here. This is simple reading. Teenagers can understand it. And that is my goal, is to get this to the teenagers because they are the hope of our country.
Praise the Lord, Linda.
So that,
I'm just so happy to know you're out there doing what you're doing, sister, because if we all did what you're doing, my goodness gracious, or something, if we all did something, we would have this nation back in a few months, truly.
Well, we can't do it if we're not educated.
Right.
We can love our country to death, and that's exactly what will happen to us. We'll die loving it, and we won't even know what we were fighting for.
Absolutely. Well,
so
God bless
you,
Linda.
Thank you very much, and God bless
you. Thank you so much for all you're doing. Okay, and call back again sometime. Okay. Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thanks, Jack. You got me okay?
I've got you. Yeah.
I had a modest proposal for the matter of the illegal alien invaders.
Okay.
That wouldn't exactly satisfy, placate, or silence the compassion Nazis. But would at least show that they have no desire for border control at all, or that they're disingenuous at base. And and by the compassion Nazis, I mean you do have even many well-intentioned Christian people that say, oh, well, we can't separate these people from their families, et cetera, et cetera. Now, all these arguments, I think, fall through. For one, and it goes hand in hand with my proposal, was we could say, well, even though you're wrong, we'll sort of see you halfway. Here's what we'll do. We'll give, say we have some 20-plus million easily illegal alien invaders. And someone suggested that a few days ago on the network here that we could absorb all these illegal aliens. And I would just say, yes, but at what cost? The cost would be too high.
Well, the problem is, as you know, Roger, is each one of these illegals, when they're made legal, are going to bring in 5 to 10 relatives with them, and we can't absorb that. That there is 28 to 30 to 40 million illegals here right now. We know this through our law enforcement and Border Patrol people, and we're being lied to. They're saying there's 11 million. That's not true at all. But I'll tell you, as you know, Roger, when they're made legal, they have legal rights to bring in their families then, and that's going to be 100 million people or more that's going to be in this country that will not become a part of the American system. They're going to bring with them their communist socialist system that they've been under there in Mexico and Central and South America, and it's going to bring America down, which is the plan of the internationalists. Go right ahead, Roger.
Yes, and they, of course, obviously have zero interest in absorbing themselves into the American culture.
True.
Now, my proposal was, and you'll find that only, say, 5% or less of the current invaders would avail themselves of such a proposal. Now, the compassion Nazis, I think, would be hard-pressed to argue that the aliens should be given any more than an incremental favor over those who had or were still waiting in Mexico applying for their entry visas in the proper manner. And on that basis, we'll say, okay, well, even though that's wrong, we'll see you halfway, and we'll extend just incremental favor or some calibration there to those who either report themselves while in the United States and have themselves removed back to Mexico, give them a good, you know, 2-3 months at the most, and those who do that will be given incremental favor over those who have never invaded in the first place. Less than 5% easily, I think, would avail themselves of that opportunity, and that would be only the genuine ones who have an interest in becoming Americans.
Yes.
And having going through some of the treadmill that those who have never come here are willing to go through.
Well,
and
thank
so
you.
For the rest of the 95%, then that will give more moral high ground for removing them with all vigor. Because obviously these are the disingenuous 95%. I'm not explaining this very well, but
oh yes, you are, Roger. We appreciate it. Well, listen, Roger, I've got to run here. But thank you for that. Very well thought out. And I hope you'll call back again, Roger, okay?
God bless you.
God bless you. Take care now. Well, folks, it's been an interesting couple hours here, and I didn't realize that we would have so many callers, but very good thoughts coming out and good points of interest and research being brought out and a lot of activity out there. Praise God. We're finding, folks, that more and more Americans are getting up and doing what God told us to do, and that's become activists against the enemies of God and our republic here. And so we're just so pleased with that. I want to take the last few minutes with you here to just explain something to you real quick that we want you to know. Our two police and military associations know that truly, God said that it's a spiritual battle we're in. Most of us think it's a physical battle here, but it's not. It's a spiritual battle. And knowing that as police officers and soldiers are very important, very, very important, because we know, of course, what the Bible says. To get our freedoms back, we have to do what it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. The only way to get our freedoms back and to protect our society from these international bandits that have control of us today is 2 Chronicles 7:14. And along that line, Easter is tomorrow. Ishtar Day is tomorrow. The pagan origin of Easter is very important for us all to know. And I want to take you to a friend of ours who is a retired warlock, David J. Meyer. Pastor David J. Meyer is a retired warlock, was very big in the witchcraft business in America and around the world, and he now has an organization called the Last Trumpet Ministries International. And David has been a blessing to all of us out here that did not understand the pagan origins of Christmas and Easter and these pagan holidays that Lucifer has been very, very, very successful at integrating into our Christian churches around the nation. So we want to send you, because I don't have time to share this with you today, about the pagan origins of Easter, send you to the website of David J. Meyer. Okay, he's a Messianic Jew, a Jewish man who is, like I say, comes to us with a lot of knowledge about witchcraft and the occult. So please go to his website, go to it today if you will, and remember that tomorrow when you're in your resurrection celebrations. I don't call it Easter anymore because that's for the goddess Ishtar, and you'll read all about it if you go to his website at Last Trumpet Ministry. One word, lasttrumpetministries.org. And to find this document, The Pagan Origin of Easter, go to his tracks area. That's www.lasttrumpetministries.org/tracks. All right? And you'll find this very important information that only a David J. Meyer, who had been involved in witchcraft and as a warlock for so many years, deeply involved in the pagan religions, and studying them for years, and he puts out some of the best material for us Christians to know how Lucifer has made tremendous strides in getting Christians to worship and to pay homage to these pagan holidays. God bless all of you out there. You know, this is important information for all of us. Wanted to take just a minute to, I see we got John in New York in here. Real quick, let's go to John in New York, see if we've got time to get him in here. John in New York, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for taking me. I just wanted to make a notice on the Mexicans. You know, they're here to try to fight for their liberties, I guess, and advance themselves. But they have to meet our laws, they have to meet our language, and they have to meet our health standards. A lot of them have tuberculosis, which in England is a tremendous, tremendous trouble right now. It's getting in all the cattle. And all the Mexicans touch all of our food. And as far as a bioweapon, they're already here. It needs to be addressed, and, you know, it's just a major argument of a truth that's just being ignored.
That's true, John. You never hear anybody speaking about that, but you're absolutely right. They're bringing some horrendous diseases into this country.
Well, thank you very much. I just want to make that point.
John. Okay. Have a good day, and call back again. All right, folks, the revolt against Rumsfeld, if I have time, I'll just spend a few minutes here with you on this. Yes, we have generals that are criticizing Rumsfeld for his policies in the manner as he's conducting the wars against these nations that never harmed America at all. The sad thing about these generals is, I mean, the good thing about it is, folks, they're revolting against a revolting man, Donald Rumsfeld. But they're doing it after they retire, you know, which is, I guess, to be expected, because the minute you revolt or say anything negative about these wars for oil and wars for Israel over there and wars for billions of bucks for Halliburton and Bechtel and these other companies that Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and others make millions and millions of dollars off of, you get fired. And so the generals our General Anthony Zinni, a Marine with a long record of command positions. He was last head of the Central U.S. Central Command, which runs the military operations in the Persian Gulf. Last month, called for Rumsfeld's resignation. And there's a general, Major General Paul Eaton, and let's see, we have General Lieutenant General Greg Newbold, a former operations director of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, not only slams the secretary, but is also calling and saying that this is an unnecessary war. Well, I should say, going to war against a nation that hasn't even said they were going to do anything to the American people, but also urges active duty officers to share his views to speak up. Newbold resigned his position in late 2002, and it's easy when you resign your position in the military to ask active duty officers to stand up and speak out, knowing it'll be the death knell to their careers. Are they having success? We'll be right back and talk about that after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Article about the revolt against Rumsfeld of the generals, we must remember that Zinni, Eaton, and Newbold are retired generals, and they have no more promotions to risk. Now you say, well, boy, these are really bad guys that would let our country go to war and have all of our guys get killed and thousands and not stand up because they won't get a promotion. Well, yes, that is very, very sad, and that's what we do here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, try to get our soldiers and police officers, and we are successful to some degree, to stand up and speak out. But the thought of not getting that promotion for these colonels that want to become generals, it's pretty tough on them. But I want to reiterate to you something we've talked about before. These are the old generals going out, Eaton, Zinni, and Newbold. But the new generals coming up, folks, the new colonels we have found in law enforcement and the military are promoted because they go along to get along, that they are not going to stand up. They are not going to challenge the system because they've proven themselves. And the only time today, really, really sad, and I don't want to say only, because there are some good guys that sneak through and become colonels and become generals. I think those in the military listening to me today, you won't sneak through and become a general. You might get up to colonel. But as long as you, nowadays, the old generals are retiring out, and nowadays, if you're going to stand up against the Antichrist world government system that the Bush crime family and all those internationalists are promoting, you're not going to get the promotion. You're just not going to get promoted to general. You had to prove yourself to be willing to sell your country for promotions, for wealth and power before you'll get promoted up to those positions. And that's true also in law enforcement. We see that every single day because the criminals are now in control of our governments, folks, and they have control over the military. And so they're not going to allow people that love God and love liberty and want to fight for America, as these three generals are suggesting we do here now, and fight against these unlawful wars, you're just not going to see a revolt like that successful, because they do not promote anyone up that is going to stand and tell the American people really what's going on. So we want to thank Zinni and Eaton and Newbold, generals all that are now retired, for speaking up at this time, but it would have been much better if they'd have spoke up at the time they were in those positions and not retired out. They could have done a lot more good. And so, anyway, folks, no, do not expect a revolt from the top down, anyway, in the military. We do have some wonderful soldiers, all the way up to colonel, that are getting their heads screwed on right and realizing that this is a mercenary army fighting these wars for these international crime families, and they're beginning to speak to us anyway and speak to others. But we just don't see a revolution going on from the top down in the military at all. Possibly, pray about it, that we could have one from the bottom up. But we'll have to see what God has planned. Don't forget, folks, this old cop out here, I can't tell you how much I love you folks. I just can't explain it to you enough. For those of you especially that are doing something, like dear Linda called in today, that are out there doing something for God's country, don't forget, I truly do love you, America. Have a great weekend. Happy Easter, and good day.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.